Okay, so let's get started. The first meeting is finally over, so Baruch Hashem, we can get started. For those that are listening on the tape, we're going to chazer a little bit because the shiur yesterday didn't get as far as I did on the tape. So we're going to begin towards the middle of Tezayin Omud Beis by Tana Rabbanan, by the two dots. It's about 8-10 lines up from the start of the widest line. So a little chazer for those on the tape, and that's not the worst thing in the world. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, Steve's mother-in-law, Freida Tzipora Bas Shmuel Elio. Also learning Lili Nishmas, Ruth Weintraub, Rachel Bas Gershon Chana Chenech HaKoen. All the Nishmas we should learn for should have an aliyah. Also a little piece of good news at the same time. My son Ari had a baby girl yesterday. So Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So we should all enjoy Smachot together as well. So we begin Tana Rabban in the middle of Tezayin Amud Beis at the two dots. Tana Rabban Inkar and Avos Elushlosha. We're only allowed to use the terminology the Avos for three individuals: Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Inkar and Imos and the matriarchs, the Imos, we only use for Ela Arba La Four Imos. Sorry, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. We don't refer to the Shvatim by the name of Avos. We don't refer to Bilhah and Zilpah as Imos or other great men or great women. The title of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, Avos and Imos, is reserved for those great individuals. Avos, my time. What's the reasoning? Ilema Mishum Dolo Yadinon, Ime Ruvain, Koyasinon, Imishim Kosinon. You're telling me because, okay, we all came from Avram, we all came from Yisrael, we all came from Yaakov, but hey, not all of us came from Ruvain. Some of us came from Shimon, some of us came from Levi. And therefore, we're not sure who our actual Avos are because we each have 12 different Shvatim that we come from. So then the same thing would be by the Imos, Yahachi, Imos, Nami. That can't be the reason because we don't know if we're coming. We don't know whether we're from Rachel or from Leah. Why not Bilhah and Zilpah? So the Beis Yosef brings down over here in the name, I heard this in the name of the Rav Lachvogel. I saw this, he asked this question, so I heard an answer to it from Rav Lachvogel Zatzal, that was the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. One of his Talmidim told me this answer, and he said that the godless of Bilhah and Zilpah was that they said, we are not Imahos. They were actually originally servants of Lavan. Some suggest that they were actually sisters of Rachel and Leah as Pilakshim. Type of a relationship. But in any event, the godless of them, they said, we aren't Imahos. So in any event, Leah and, I'm sorry, so we don't have Pilakshos anymore today. I'm sorry? So this is all based upon Masorah, that's what their Shita was. So in any event, so that can't be the reason, because we don't know who we come from the Imahos, yet we call Rachel Leah Imahos. So one says, you're right, El Ad Hocha Chashive Tvei, but the generations beyond that aren't as choshev. So the Ben Yoyad asked the question, Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you tell me he's not choshev? So why don't we say we have four avos? You have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. Okay, you want to tell me nobody's as great as the avos, but Moshe Rabbeinu is. So he answers that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a higher title than avos, and that's Rebbe. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. And a Rebbe is a higher title than avos. Beautiful answer. In any event, Tanya Yidduch, another bride says a similar idea. Avod Mushvachos ain't karnosom Abba Ploni, Vima Plonis. You're not allowed to ever refer to an Evid as, you know, father so and so, mother so and so for a Shivcha. And that is the rule because we're concerned that if you call the father mother, then people are going to think that maybe you're a servant, you're a slave yourself, and therefore you'd be a pogame on your own legacy, on your own lineage. However, now it seems to be a Maisa Listar. In Rabbi Gamliel's house, they did call the servants father so-and-so, mother so-and-so. So what's going on? Obviously not their children, but talking about other people calling them that. So when it says, my solicitor, you bring me a story that contradicts what you just said. We normally have a story to support what we said. We don't have a story that contradicts what we just said. So when it says, Mishum de Chashivi, no. Rabbi Gamliel's house was so choshev, he was the Nasi, so everybody knew who was who there. And therefore, there was no concern that somebody would be called Abba, and they would say, he called him Abba, he must be his son, he must be his servant. So therefore, that didn't apply. It's not like it's a din that you can't use the term Abba, Ima. It's just that it was a very dangerous thing to do. But in the house of Rebbe, it wasn't a dangerous thing to do. Amar Rilaz, my Dersiv, what's the positive meaning when it says, Kein Averecha, B'chayoy, B'shimcho, Esra, Kapoy. What does that mean? So he dashed it in two parts. Kein Averecha, B'chayoy, Zu Kriyashma. That's the person who says Kriyashma. B'shimcho, Esra, Kapoy, Zu Tvila. That's the person who says Shmon Esrei. And if he does that properly, says Kriyashma and Shmon Esrei properly, the most of Kein, all of our course of Omer, Kimo, Chayle, Vodesh, and Tizba, Navshi. Then you'll be satiated, you'll have all sorts of wonderful things. And furthermore, El Shinoch, Shnei Olam, you'll be Yorech, not only the world to come, but this world as well. The word rinanos is plural. Yahalopi. Somebody who does this, he'll get both worlds. Rabbi Elazar, Bosa de Messiah Mislusi. Now we go into a very interesting Gemara that discusses a whole bunch of different members that the great Aramarayim and Tanoim added to their own private Shemona Esrei, some of which have been incorporated in various parts of our davening. And they would add this after they concluded the Yulu Ratzonim Reifi, the Yom Bilfanech Hashem Tzuriva Goali, when you're allowed to go and add your own personal Bakashas. And that's the Halacha Lamaisa today. A person can add stuff in at that point in time. So we'll now have a whole bunch of different Hiratzons, please God, let it be your will, that. And then they say what they want to say. Each of them have their own personal bakashas. They said many of them have been incorporated in different parts of our tefillos. One major one in the Elokai Nitzor that we say, the Shonim Eira. So therefore, we'll see all this inside. And the Ian Yaakov goes through why each Amoro or Tano, he specifically said his statement. We don't have time to go through all of that, but there's a personal connection to each of these statements. So Rabbi Elazar, he was a star pupil of Rabbi Yochanan, boss of the Masayim Slusim. When he finished his tefillah, Omar, he said the following, Hachi, it should be your will, HaKadosh Baruch. I won't translate it each time, but it's basically the same start of a tefillah that we ask you, HaKadosh Baruch, let it be your will. If it's not your will, all my tefillahs will mean nothing. We ask Hashem, let it be your will. Shetishkom bipurenu, that you should dwell with us in our lot, like Purim, the word Purim, in our lot. Avav, Yachav, Shalom, Vireyus, all these forms of love and friendship over here, different words. The Tarbek Vuleinu, the Salmidim, and we should have many Talmidim. It says, Liach Sofenu, Achus, V'tikva, and we should be successful in everything that we do. And our desire should be for you. V'tos V'chokinu, V'gan Eden, and we should end up in Gan Eden. After our lives in this world, they should be successful lives. Sakneinu, V'chav, V'tov, we should have good friends. Good friends are very important. V'yetzato, and we should have good thoughts, good things pressing us to do good things. V'olamecha, in your world. V'nashkim, V'nim, says on the side that Yichol means Tavas Libeinu, that our desires over here should all be that we should have Yiras Shamayim. And that the bottom line is that we should be satisfied with all good things, and we shouldn't look and ask for things that aren't good. Rav Yochanan, his Rebbe, would say, when he finished this one, he said the following, you should see the disgrace that we're in this world. Look at all the anti-Semitism. Look at all the tremendous busha that Klal Yisrael suffers, which is essentially your busha, Hashem. They all say, you don't have the strength to take us out. Look how downtrodden we sometimes are. And therefore, clothe yourself over here in your mercy. And cover yourself up with your strength. Cover yourself up over here with your chasidus. And gird yourself, strengthen yourself with your attributes of chen and mercy. And you should again help us out over here with all sorts of good things, and in your humbleness go and bring about all the things that we need. Reb Zeva, Bosim, Messiah, Salusi, after he finished his one answer, Amar Achi, said the following. Here's the one for Nech Hashem Elkeinu. Shalom Nechta, we shouldn't sin. We're allowed to ask Hashem to help us to fight our Yetzihara. Shalom Nevo, Shalom Nikolim, Avoseinu. And we shouldn't be embarrassed in front of our fathers. We shouldn't be humiliated and have a worse standing than our parents did. A person should try to always be reach the levels that his parents have, but at least we shouldn't sink lower. We shouldn't embarrass our parents. Ruchia, boss of the Masli. After Ruchia finished davening, Omar Yichach, he said the following: "Here it's on for Nechah Hashem Elkeinu, Sheiter Torascha Umenuseinu." That our work, our livelihood, should be in Torah. Lav Davka, we have to be parnasa from it, but that should be our main ikra. Like when people do the Daf Yomi, that's their ikra. Okay, I got to go to work afterwards. We all have to go to work afterwards until your Torah, Baruch Hashem. They can spend more time, hopefully, learning. But there's a mitzvah to make parnasa, so your person has to go make parnasa. But that's not the ikra. No, you make parnasa in order that you should be able to learn Torah. That should be our philosophy. The Torah is called Umenuseinu. That should be our real work. No, you don't get paid for learning Torah. You don't get paid for coming to the Daf, but working during the day allows you to come to the Daf. That's the way a person should look at it, right? Not that you live to eat, but you eat to live, right? That's the philosophy. V'ayadveh, we shouldn't be pained. We shouldn't do things that will Nebuch make us not good. Rav, after he davened, Omar Hachi, he said the following. Ayadilibenu, I said before, Livno. Ayadilibenu, we shouldn't have pain in our hearts and darkness in our eyes. He said the following, this should be familiar. This is what we're going to say this coming Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh benching. So a person, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav specifically asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give us long lies. Chaim Shal Shalom, he should give us lies that are pizza lies. Chaim Shal Tovah, good lies. Chaim Shal Bracha, filled with blessings and all sorts of good things. Chaim Shal Parnasa, we should have an easy making Parnasa. Chaim Shal Chilutz Atzamos, we should have health. Right? Chilutz Atzamos means to literally have a straighten your bones, strengthen your bones. So it means we should have good health. We should have fear of sin. We shouldn't be embarrassed and have things that we're embarrassed about. We're going to face Olam Haba. We're going to go up there. They're going to show a movie of our lives. And we shouldn't be embarrassed by what we see. We should have wealth and Baruch Hashem, respect and honor. We shouldn't be humiliated. We should love learning Torah. Right? It should be wonderful, enjoyable. It should be, oh, I have to go to Daf Yomi. Oh, I can't believe I have to listen to a rabbi's speech. No, it should be, wow, I get to go to the Daf Yomi. That should be our approach. And we should have Yerushalayim. It says Yerushalayim again. We had Yerushalayim beforehand. So they bring down a very interesting vort. I heard this from my rabbi many years ago. Very powerful vort. He says, we just asked for Osh of a Kavod. So you have to ask for Osh of a Kavod. You need to ask for Yerushalayim again. Because the person who's rich and wealthy becomes very arrogant. And all of a sudden he says, I can do whatever I want. So we ask for Yerushalayim beforehand. No, now you ask for wealth. You better ask for Yerushalayim again. Very powerful that wealth can turn a person astray from where he should be going. And then we finally ask, Chaim Shetamad Elon is called Mishalas Lebenu Litova. We ask for all sorts of things. Sometimes they're not good things. Oh, please give me that job. Oh, please give me that shidduch. Oh, please give me that house to go to. And they can actually be bad for us. So we ask you, please fulfill all of our things that we think are good for us, but only fufill the ones that are really good for us. A beautiful tefillah, and that's why the rabbis incorporated into Mevarach HaMachodesh. Rebbe, review the Nasi. Bas Tzlusi, after his davening, Omar Hachi said the following. Here's one for Nechashem Elkeinu Elseinu. Shetatzileinu me'azipanim. You should save us from dealing with people that are azipanim. Me'azipanim. And from all sorts of chutzpedik. People and chutzpedik approaches. We say this every morning in the davening. You have to be a chasashacha. That's how important this tefillah is. Me'adim rough and bad people. Me'pega rough. And can't encounter anything bad. Me'yetzer rough from Yetzahara. Me'chavir rough and bad friends. Bad friends can really be terrible for a person. Me'shachin rough. The idea that you're constantly around bad people is going to rub off on you. From the destroyer. When we did kosher, from all sorts of harsh judgments against us. When we bowed in kosher, from judges that are harsh against us. Whether Jewish or not Jewish, it's irrelevant over here. We're asking Kosh Baruch Hu, please save us from all these terrible potential things. Now, Rebbe didn't need this physical protection that he's asking for over here. He had great security. Antoninus, who was Rebbe's friend, a great relationship we have throughout Shas between Rebbe and Antoninus. Antoninus was like the only good Caesar. He was the king. He was the Caesar of Rome. And yet he was an Ehrlich, a person, and some say he eventually converted. And in any event, he protected Rebbe. He had a wonderful relationship with Rebbe. Lots of stories throughout Shas, and Yitzchak Shem will enjoy learning about Antoninus and Rebbe. In any event, he guarded Rebbe. He had his own big security guards all around Rebbe. He had his own CSS. He had his own guards. And yet, Rebbe davened every day, save me from the bad guys. And it teaches us a very important Musa. Well, you have to do Ishtadlus. Rebbe didn't say to Antoninus, send the guards away. He said, no, you can keep the guards over here. But he realized the guards aren't keeping him protected. That's just a way that Hashem can protect him. But you always have to ask Hashem for protection. That's the critical thing. And he brings down from the Chadashim Gam Yishonim, Ispalo v'yivakish rachmin me'akodesh baruch hu. Okay? Milvada eze shebederech hateva. In addition to your hishtadlus. You have to do hishtadlus. You can't leave the shul doors unlocked. You can't leave everything open to, I trust in Hashem, I trust in Hashem. You have to trust in Hashem. That's the ikkar. But you have to do hishtadlus. And Rebbe, even though there was a tremendous amount of hishtadlus, realized that that ain't going to save him. It's going to be the tefilos and the looking to Hashem. That's what's ultimately going to save him, even though you need to do the hishtadlus. One is not to say you do one, not the other. But just realize which is the ikkar. The ikkar is the davening to Hashem. And then, of course, you have to do everything you have to do to keep yourself safe and sound. I'm sorry? Avada, of course. So the whole idea of tefillah, very good question, Mel. The whole idea of tefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to express our needs. He knows a person shouldn't go and say, God, you know what I need, give me everything I need. That's not the right approach. God wants that relationship with us. It's like if you have a relationship with a parent, Mel. If a person has a relationship with a grandparent, they want to spend time with them. They don't want to just say, yeah, grandma, send me the cookies and that's it, thanks. You know, I send you once a year, thank you, for the cookies you send me every day. Grandma wants to hear, thank you every day. She wants to have a relation with you. Not that she needs the thanks. Grandma will tell you the first thing, you don't have to thank me. You know, don't write me to thank you, no. It's the relationship. How do you establish a relationship with somebody? By constantly talking with them, by constantly being in touch with them. That's the godless over here of tefillah. And we want to have that relationship. We want it to be a full relationship. So ask God for everything. My baby used to say, never think that you're bothering God. You know, I remember as a young camper, they would say, you're up to the plate, go and ask Hashem to hit a home run. Don't say God doesn't want to hear about that. No, God wants to hear about that. Right? You want to make a light. So God, help me make that traffic light. All the little things in life that we think, oh, that don't bother God. No, God, that's a relationship that you have with God. Daven for everything in your life. That's the message, I think, of tefillah. It's a constant thing. Mar says elsewhere, oh, we should daven 100 times a day. Right? So the idea is that you want to have a relationship with that Kodesh Baruch. You want to have a relationship with somebody that you care about, somebody that you love. So you have to have a relationship with them. It can't be a long distance over now and then. I give you a phone call. That's not going to maintain a great relationship. Next, Rav Safra, Batsa Susi, after Rav Safra Davin, he said, I'm a Huck, he said, the following. He was on Fanach Shimon Kenu. Shetasim Shalom B'Famaya Shomala, B'Famaya Shomata. There should be peace above and peace below. In other words, the Sarim that are fighting in Shemayim, they have a Kaviyachal, they have abilities to affect what happens on earth, etc., vice versa. So therefore, there should be peace in Shemayim and peace over here. Again, a deep concept which we won't go into right now. He says, there should be peace in the base manager. Sometimes we have the biggest fights of family fights. Rahman al-Utslan. You have one group that attacks another group. Rahman al-Utslan. That's the worst thing that can happen to us. So we say that everything should be peace amongst the Elich from people as well. That you have to daven for too. Because sometimes we can be our own worst enemies. And he says there should be peace among the Tamidim. Whether the Tamidim are doing it l'shem Shemayim, they're really, really Elich Tamidim. And they're arguing. And there's a way to argue and way not to argue. You can have your Shita that the air is good. You can have your Shita that the air is not good, but they can go still dance in each other's chasidus. That's the machlokas beisol beishamai. They had violently different Shitas. Not the wrong word, violently. They had totally different Shitas, and they never let it become violent. They let their children marry each other. They said, no, this one you can marry, this one you can't marry. And they got along famously with each other, even though they were in the base medrash fighting like crazy. So the bottom line is they always have to have shalom over here. So he tells us over here that whether they're doing this lishma or shalom lishma, sometimes tamidei chachamim are not doing it lishma. But that's okay for the certain types of lishma. The three categories of it, we'll see this in the Gemara as well. You have the people that are doing it totally lishma. Oh, that's the highest category. Then you have the people that are doing it not lishma, but we'll say, mito shalol lishma, bo lishma. That's the guy that says, you know, I go to the daf yomi because I want to be known as a daf yomi guy. It'd be good for shaduchim. My kids will get shaduchim because, oh, the father goes to daf yomi. He's a good guy. Oh, I want to be able to, you know, get an honor at the dinner. Oh, this guy learns daf yomi. That's not lishma. That's great. Do it. If that's the only reason you're coming, gizun tei, keep on doing that. That is perfectly acceptable. For kavod, for honor, for all sorts of secondary gains, people think highly of you. Wonderful. Not the ideal, but wonderful. The only time you shouldn't do it, as we'll see in a moment from Tosus, is l'ktata, when you're doing it to go and embarrass other people. You know, I'll read ahead all the art scroll footnotes, and when the Rebbe is giving the shiur, I'll throw in a diffuse one of the art scroll footnotes that he didn't look at and say, how come he didn't know that? You know, that's l'ktata, that's l'kanter, that's causing fights. That's horrible. Don't learn for that reason. But if you're learning for kavod, gesunte hay. So that's what he tells us here. Ben oskim shalol l'shma. Because chalosim shalol l'shma, you're so shu yoskim l'shma. We say, and this is a very important statement, if you're learning for the wrong reasons, that's okay, as long as you're learning, as long as it's not to cause trouble. Then it's not good to learn. But if you're learning for kavod, that's perfectly acceptable. Well, Alexandri, after his davening was at Susa, he said, now this is fun, for those on the tape, this is where I'm actually picking up. So the first 18 minutes of the tape is a chazara, and now we pick up. Rabbi Alexandri was at Susa, he said the following, here it's on for Nech Shem Elkenu, Shetamideinu Bekeren Ora, Da'atamideinu Bekeren Chashech, we should be in light, not in darkness. Our lives. Vayadli Ben, we shouldn't have pain in our heart. Yachshochu Einenu. We had this previously, one of the other Tfilos as well, that we shouldn't be in darkness. Ike the Amre, others say, Ha Rav Hamnuna Matzla. This was Rav Hamnuna's Tfilah. And what was Rav Alexandri's Tfilah? Rav Alexandri, Pasad the Matzli. Alexander is a very Jewish name. There's a famous story in the Gemara in Yuma as to where the name Alexander comes from Alexander the Great. So that's actually becoming a Jewish name because he was treating Shimon HaTzadik with tremendous respect. So they made a deal, so to say, you don't destroy Yerushalayim, and we'll name all of our children Alexander that year after Alexander the Great. So Alexandri is a very Jewish name. Alexander Hasidim became a Jewish name. In any event, Alexandri, Basa de Matzli, after he davened, Omer Hoch, he said the following, Ribon Olam, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galui V'yadu L'fanecha, Shiritzoneinu L'asot Shunecha. Nobody in this room, nobody in Klai Yisrael wants to do bad, everybody would say, sure, I want to do good. There are very few people that are really Rishayim, that they want to do Tzilahachis to go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, most Jewish people want to do the right thing. So what stops us from doing the right thing? It's the sourdough that makes the flour chametz. In other words, it's a yetzer hara. He's constantly telling us, nah, sleep a little bit longer. Nah, you don't want to go to that. She's a horrible Rebbe. Ah, you don't want to give that stocker. That stocker doesn't really deserve your money. Right? You worked hard for that money. You can give it to that guy. Why did he go get a job? Right, so it's all sorts of things. Mishibud Malchias, or it's the pressures of the government that cause us not to be able to go do things that we want to. So he said, Yiratzol Fanecha, Shetatzi Leinim Yodim, save us from those Yetzaharas, the government and our individual Yetzaharas that are causing us not to learn Torah and not to be good Jews. And let us return to do what we want to do and serve you full heartedly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Abbas at Susa, after Rav Shmonesi, he said the following, Amar Hachi. Now this one should sound very, very, very familiar, because this is the one that made it into the Siddur. This is what we say after we say Yilaratzon, so we then say this Yiratzon of Rava. Elokai, Achel Notzarti, Eni Chidai, Bachshav Shenotzarti, Yilu Notzarti, Ofra Ani B'chayoi, Kavachom B'misosi. So some have this girsa over here as well. And Harei L'Fodecho, Kichlei Mole Bushu Chlima. So he said over here that even before you made me, I wasn't worth making a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now that you made me, certainly I'm nothing. I'm off of the Efer. He says, Kavachom B'misosi, after my death, I'm certainly off of the Efer. And I'm like a kli filled with embarrassment in front of you. Here it's Omofonecha Shemokai, Shelo Ech To'od. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake. This isn't the one that comes right after the Yilurot song. This comes elsewhere in the davening. So this is a tremendous tefillah over here. The next one's going to be the one that we say at the end of Ashwana Esrei. So he says that, but this tefillah is also a famous tefillah that we say. What? Yeah, we say this in the Yom Narayim, right? Yeah, and it's found in other places as well. So he says, you shouldn't do this, make me good, by giving me Yisurim and suffering over here. It should be, you should be Morok Rachamecha, wipe away all my sins with Chesed and not with Yisurim and Chaloyim Rav, with all sorts of difficulties, afflictions, and sickness. And this is, we incorporate into Yom Kippur davening. Okay. When he finished my say, Omar Hoch, he said the following. And here's the one that I mentioned. Elokai. We say, now there's a comma after the word Elokai. Everybody says Elokai Nitzor, Elokai Nitzor. So Elokai Nishama. That's wrong. Okay? It's Elokai. Pause. Comma. Nitzor Lashonime Ra. The word Elokai is you're saying, God, please. And then what should you please do, God? Nitzor Lashonime Ra. Take me away. Don't turn me away from doing evil. Don't let me speak evil. And my mouth from saying things that are sly and wicked and not correct. Those who want to curse me, let me be silent. Again, the greatest need that a person can have is when somebody attacks you and you don't fight back. So, ha'ovim, ain't no ne lovim. If you are attacked and you don't fight back, so that's like a get out of jail card free. You go straight to Olam Haba. Because God says, no, you didn't fight back. So how can I fight back against you? So that's the greatest need. The way you treat other people is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat you. If you didn't fight back, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they can't fight back against you. Beautiful idea. So, I don't have to answer back every time somebody attacks me. And let me be like dirt to everybody else. The greatest of Avraham Avinu says, Anochi off of the Afer. I'm a nothing. I'm a gurnish. If Avraham Avinu says he's a gurnish, now imagine how much of a gurnish we are. Let me learn. Learning Torah is the greatest thing that a person can do. Let me run after doing mitzvos. And save me over here, from all sorts of bad things that could happen to me, and from the worst thing of all is my yetzahara telling me to do other things. From a bad wife. A wife could be an Ezek Kinegdo, and a wife could be the worst thing for a person also. A person wants to have a wonderful, loving relationship with his wife. So a woman can be the greatest thing for a man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava to be the greatest thing for Adam Marisha. But we had the Gemaras previously. Motzah, Motzah. Did you find good? Did you find bad? So a wife can be a tremendous Aza for a person. It could be the worst thing for a person. Mishara. We call Rose and Misrachos of Oyolim. And anything bad that can happen in the world. And anybody that's trying to do bad for me, Hashem, you stop them. You turn them away so they shouldn't harm me. It should be your wish, Hashem, Yula Ratzon, Yimrei Fi, they go to the Vanech Hashem, Tzriva Go Ali. My thoughts should always be towards you, Hashem, and everything should be towards you. The Shulchan Aruch brings down over here that there are 42 letters in the Yula Ratzon, Yimrei Fi, if you spell the word Vigo Ali without a Vav. And that's Kineged, this end of the, why is Yulu Ratzon such a poor thing? It's the 42 letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's alluding to in this Pasuk, and which is again a deep Kabbalistic type of an idea, which again Chazal put in. That's why when you translate words into English, you don't realize all these Kabbalistic ideas that Chazal put in. So this is one of them. So our saying Yulu Ratzon is like saying a special unique name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a magic. It's like a magical word that you get in, and your tefillos carry extra power when you say these words, even though we don't realize and fully understand the deep significance that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah put into these words. The Torah brings down an additional statement in the name of Shmuel. He says, you also should add on, he says, Kol azoriz lo ma'advarim halalu zochum akabu b'nei shechina. And that's what we have in addition over here. Asei leman shimcha, asei leman shmecha, asei leman yiminecha, asei leman torasecha, asei leman kidusha secha. So he adds that in the name of Shmuel over here, and that's incorporated into our end of the Shemoneh Esrei as well. So that's basically the nusach at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Some of these other tefillos are added in as well in different places in the davening. Rav Sheshes. Where Rav Sheshes, Ki Avi Yosef B'Tanitzu, when he would, after a fast day, Bosa de Matzli, after his davening, the Shemoneh Esrei would add, Amahachi, Ribono Olim. Now, this is not found in Shulchan Aruch. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he doesn't know why. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that great people say this. But it's not found in our nusach of the davening. Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know why. Lo Yadati, Lama, V'noch only Omro. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So this is a tefillah that we're not familiar with. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's a great tefillah to say. And that is as follows. We won't hold him. Goylui l'fanecho, it should be revealed in front to you. Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, what would we do if the Beis HaMikdash was here and we had a fast day because we're doing things that aren't so right? We want to daven to Hashem. So Adam Chote, a person did a sin. Umarkiv Karban, he brings a Karban Chattas. He brings an Oshem. He brings an Ola for transgressing an Asay. So we had a way, so to say, to immediately correct what we did. And we would give the chaylev and the dam on the mizbeach. The other parts of the kabbalah could be eaten. Umiskapalo, and we get a kaparah. New today, we don't have a basic mikdash. V'achshav, you're shafti b'tainis. So we sit in tainis sometimes. When you sit in tainis, you lose weight. You lose some of your fat, and you lose some of your blood, so to say. That it should be your will, Hashem, that the physical loss that I had in my body because of the fasting should be like I was bringing a carbon. So it's a beautiful idea over here. When you fast, it's not an idea just of not eating. The idea is that I'm, so to say, sacrificing myself to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how sad I am that I don't have a base of Migdash to bring Karbanos on. The Mefarshim should bring down a beautiful idea. We had this early in the Gemara, that on a Tainis, the Schar we had early in the Mesech, the Schar of a Tainis is the Tztaka that you give. So there's a very beautiful minhag that you would have saved yourself $20 on fasting by not eating food, give that extra $20 to Tztaka. So it's a beautiful idea that you're really giving yourself as a carbon, you're giving your money that you would have spent as a carbon, so to say, at Tztaka. It should be a kapar for all of us. Then we have Rabbi Yochanan. That's the gears that we have on the side. It says, Amr Rav Yochanan, Kihavi Messiah Rav Meir. So either it was Rav Yochanan or Rav Yochanan saying that when Rav Meir would finish a Masechta, Kihavi Messiah Safra, the Eov rather, here he's talking about a Sefer of Eov. So the Mufar should bring down over here, this was a Sudas Mitzvah, so he made a Siyam. And this is one of the sources that we have for making a Siyam. And you can see from here that if you learn one of the Chav Dalid Svarim in Nach, you can also make a Siyam. You don't only make a Siyam on Mishnah, you only make a Siyam on Gemara. And Rav Moshe brings this down in Lalocha, that if you learn it with a Perish, if you learn it really seriously, a person can make a Siyam for Tiny Smecharos or for other situations, wants to make a Siyam, you can do a Siyam on the Chav Dalid Svarim. And brings this as a Raya. So in any event, when he made a Siyam on Eov, even Rav Yochanan, who Nebuch lost so many children, so he would make siyums on Eov because he was like Eov. He lost all of his children. Others say it was Rav Meir. Rav Meir also lost some children. Whoever it was that learned Eov over here would make a siyum. Amar Hachi, he would say this, Sof Adam Lomus, we're all going to die. Sof Behema L'Shchita, the best thing that a Behema can have is Shchita. V'Kol Misa, the whole world, human life, animal life, it all is going to end. There's nothing here that's eternal. Heimamdim, V'Kol Misa Heimamdim, everybody's going to die. So, what should our life be? Ashmei is praiseworthy for somebody who spends his life mishugal b'Torah, that you spend your time learning Torah. Using Lashon Gadol, the Ben Yehuda says that every aver that you have is connected to 248 mitzvahs asay. And we have the Sosah Gidim, the 367 Gidim that we have is connected to Los Asay. So this idea that your whole body has to grow in Torah, every aspect of you has to grow in Torah. Ba'amolah b'Torah, you work in Torah. You can't just get Torah for free. You have to work at it. You have to get up early to go to Daf Yomi. It's not easy to do the Daf Yomi. Ba'os nachas ruach liyotzro. We should make a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should, our actions should be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gol b'shem tov, and we should have a great reputation and name in Shemayim. V'nifta b'shem tov ben olam, and a person when he dies, the greatest thing they can say about him, oh, he was a kosher yid, he was an erelich yid. But all of them are Shlomo. Shlomo said about such a person, Tov Shem Mishem and Tov. A good name is better than the greatest oil and wealth. B'yom HaMavis B'yom Hivoldo. And the day that you die is greater than the day that you're born. The day that you're born, it's all potential. The day that you die, hopefully you realize your potential. The greatest thing a person can do is to realize his potential. Everybody's potential is different, but to realize your potential, that's all you're ever asked to do. Now we have a whole bunch of statements that are margula b'fume. Margula b'fume means this is what they represented. This is like their mahus. This is their character, which they were known for. And they want to say these things very often because that's what they felt was very important. So margula b'fume, the Reb Meir. There was a famous statement the Reb Meir would go and make over here. Gemar b'chol v'vecha, learn with all your heart. B'chol v'ashecha, with all your life. L'das, what you should do, that's a darki, to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. In other words, we have a mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand. Rav Shachter Shlita always would say that, he said this actually at the Siyam, at the Daf Yomi Siyam, when he was on tape, this is what he said. He says, the only way to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to learn the Torah. Otherwise, you don't know him. You want to get to know somebody, so you go out on a date with them. How do you go on a date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So you have to learn his Torah. That's going on a date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you get to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lishkol al dal say Torah asi, and you should spend time in the base medrash. You should spend time in the shul. Nitzor Torah asi b'libicha v'neged einecha, and we should constantly have over here your Torah in front of our hearts, in front of our eyes. V'neged einecha tia yirasi, we should have yirasi. A year of you in front of our eyes at all times. Shmor picha b'chol chet, guard our mouth from sinning. A mouth is a very great way a person can sin, great way a person can reach great heights. V'tayar v'kadesh atzucha b'kol asham v'avon. And you should make us holy over here and sanctify us from all sorts of things that we've done wrong. V'ani eya imcha b'chol makum, and I will be with you in all ways. So that's what Rameyah's homahus was. Rameyah was one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time. Magal pum the rabbanon the Yavna. In the academy of Yavna, right? That was a great academy where the Sanhedrin sat in Yavna two times, and they had great yeshiva over there, Karen B'Yavna. So we have a yeshiva today in Eretz Yisrael, Karen B'Yavna. So this idea, the great Gedolim in Yavna, they said as follows: Ani birya v'chaver birya. We're all human beings, right? There's no intrinsic difference between us, but we have different potentials and different capabilities. Ani malachti b'yir, v'malachti b'sader. We in the yeshiva, we work in the city. We work in the yeshiva. They work out in the fields. They were an agrarian society. So they didn't have jobs in offices. They had jobs in the field. I need Mashim Olati. I get up to go to base measure in the morning. Who Mashim Olati? He has to go out to the field and till the soil, etc. Kishem Shu Eino Misgadim Bimlachti. He doesn't, so to say, he's not jealous of my life. It's not the life that he chose. It's not the life he's maybe capable for. Kachni and Misgadim Bimlachti. I don't want to necessarily be rich. I don't want to go and be a farmer. Ushema Tomar. I need Marbe Vumami. You can tell me my learning is better than his learning? So no. Shaninu, we have a Kabbalah. Everybody has to learn to their own potential. Echad amar b'vechad amamit. Ubevachi chavi livu shemayim. Person has to go out and work 8 hours in the field, 10 hours, 12 hours in the field. But he comes home and his shtay mikru v'yachad tagum. That's his essence. His daf yomi, that's his essence. His mishta yomis, that's his essence. Whatever that yomi, I always talk about, the yomi is the critical part. So his learning is his essence. Yeah, he has to make a parnasa. So don't make fun of that guy. That guy's doing the best that he can do. New Baruch Hashem, you're able to learn 14 hours a day in the base menu, so it's a day. So echad amar be'echad amamit. Every person is doing their maximum. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Margal Pumin the Abaye. Abaye specifically said this. Lo yemi adam orim b'yira mane rach. A person should always be very careful in his Yirah Shemayim. He should be smart about it. He should have a soft reply. The Ben Yehuda says, what does it mean, Orim B'Yira? It means sometimes you have to trick Yetzirah. You have to be sharp about it. Tell Yetzirah, I'm just going out for some fresh air. Yeah, maybe I'll go to the movies. And then you run to the Beis Medrash. You sort of say, you put Yetzirah to sleep. He says, he's going out to the movies. And you run to the Beis Medrash. So that you have to trick yourself. It doesn't mean you're tricking the Yetzirah. Yetzirah is not be tricked. You have to trick yourself. Sometimes you have to say, listen, I'll just go for a little bit. I'll stay for the first year. I'll stay for the second year. Then you get into the routines and you trick yourself into saying, it wasn't so hard. You get up, it's hard to get up early. I'll get up early just today. And then you carry it through. So you have to trick yourself. Meshiv Chema, Umar B'Sholom Lechav. You have to go over here and fight the anger, fight the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that could be against you if you don't do good. And Umar B'Sholom Lechav, and do good to other people. That's the best eitzah, the person, to be nice to other people. Everybody's nice to you. V'im krovav, and with your relatives, sometimes you have the biggest fights. It's a family fight. V'im koladam, and with all people. V'afilu im nachri bashuk. This doesn't mean only be nice to Jewish people. You have to be nice to everybody. We have a mitzvah to be nice to everybody. K'dei she'ov l'mal v'nech v'lamata. Because if you're nice to everybody, then not only will they like you in this world, they'll like you in Shamayim. Because the way you're treated over here is a reflection of the way you'll be treated in Shemayim. V'im kul abrias, and everybody should like you because you're an erlich, honest person. And they said, I will love our Yochanan and Zakkai. I mentioned this already several times in the Sabbath. They said this about our Yochanan and Zakkai. Shlo dimu adam shalom yolam. Nobody ever said shalom to him before he said shalom to them. He always would go out of his way to say shalom to other people. Bafilu nachri b'shuk. Even the nachri and the shuk, I mentioned the other day, the famous verse from Yaakov Kamenetsky in Nebuch, when he passed away, when the Gedolei Hadar, so there was a nun in Muncie where he lived, who asked, where's this rabbi? I haven't seen this rabbi in a long time. So they told him that he passed away. He said, oh, what a shame. He was such a nice man. Every morning he would say, Shalom Aleichem to me. He said, Shalom Aleichem. He said, good morning. And he was one of the few people in this town that would always come up with me because she wears her nun's habit. And yet he wasn't embarrassed to go over to the nun and say, hello, good morning, how are you? Hope you have a nice day. Right? Other people, oh, stay away from the nun. I don't want to deal with the nun. No, that's the wrong approach. Right? Person should be nice to everybody, Yidden and Goyim. Of course, if they're not nice to us, we have to fight back sometimes. But in the ideal world, we should, you know, overwhelm them with niceness so that they want to be nice to us. And that's the ikker. Magal Punda Rava. Rava would say the following. Tachlus Chochma Tshuva. The purpose of learning is so you realize Tshuva. We say in the Shemone Esrei, it says, Hachsirenu Tshuva Shleimu Fanecha. Right? That's after we ask for Simcha Kedem Sora Secha. Right? Only when you have learning, then you can realize that the ikkar is that I have to be better and I have to do tshuva. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the purpose of our learning should be to make us closer to you. Teshuva means get closer to Hashem. It doesn't mean that you necessarily did something bad and you have to go and repent on it. It means teshuva, we should get back to the core. Umasim tovim, and we should do good deeds. Shlo yadim karei v'shona. The worst thing that could be is a person to be is a quote a scholar. He knows all the details of shas, but doesn't carry them out. Uboy b'avimo v'rabo, and he doesn't treat his parents nicely. He doesn't treat his rebbe nicely. Umishogol menu b'chokmo v'binya, and he doesn't treat talmidei chachamim nicely. That's not the right way. Shenema about such a person that he's not doing the following. Reishus chokmo yiras Hashem. The first and most important thing chokmo is to have yiras Hashem. Seichel tov, l'chol oseyem. You have to have seichel for all the people that do it. It says lo seyem. It doesn't say lo sim, lo nemar, to those that do it, or others have loamed them, to those that learn it, they have the gears of lomdeyem, lo nemar, elo lo seyem, lo osim l'shma, lo osim shlo l'shma. Those that do it, and they learn for the right reasons, and they don't learn for the wrong reasons. We just said before, that learning for the wrong reasons, okay, shlo l'shma, bo l'shma, so l'chol osim shlo l'shma, Noach lo shalom gav nivra. It's better that you wouldn't be born. So what's going on? So here's that Tosos I mentioned earlier. Tosos says over here, the end of the bottom Tosos over here, the last Tosos, Yeshlom adoach amayri, sheno lomid elo lekanter chaderav. You're only doing this to hurt other people. Your learning is solely to embarrass other people, to make fun of other people. Ah, you're going to learn. You don't learn. You're a nothing. You're a stupid person. You're a terrible person. So that, then don't go. That's not good. If that's the only reason you're going. So before we said shalom, I'm an ashi chavdua. For cover, that's a good reason to go. Not the best reason to go, but a good reason to go. But to go and cause trouble, don't go. Better not to go. Magal Pundi Rav. Rav frequently said, lo kelo mazel, lo mabot. Our world is not like the world to come. All my boy, ain't bo lo achi lo shia. There's no eating or drinking, right? People live to eat, right? There's no eating over there. There's no chefs. They're not going to advertise in all of my bar who the chef is, right? That they don't advertise. Lo piri yiribia. There's so much life is spent regarding sexual matters. Person can have a wonderful physical relation with their wife. That was what we're supposed to have. That we believe it. But that's not the ikkar of life. And in Shemayim, you don't get 72 virgins. That's not the way it works. That's ridiculous. It boggles the mind that that's what somebody would say. So that's not our approach. Low period of Arabia. Low massive amount. And there's no business up there. Oh, I'm going to gather my millions here and then I'll invest it in Shemayim. That's not the way it works. Low kin of low sinner. And nobody's jealous of anybody else. Nobody hates anybody else over there. Low sacris. There's no rivalry. Abai and Rava, they're not fighting over there in Shemayim. They're sitting next to each other, bathing in the glory of the Shechina. El Tzadikim Yoshim, all the Tzadikim are sitting over there. Vatroseim Roshem, they're wearing their crowns that they've earned for all eternity. The Nanim Yiziv HaShechina, they're basking in the splendor, in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the greatest pleasure a person can have. Shenemar, it says, so this is talking about a Har Sinai. So the greatest thing that a person can have is to bask in the glow of the Shechina. And that's what we're living for. That's what all eternity is going to be. None of the physical pleasures that we have today. That's why a person does a mitzvah in this world. You don't want to get the reward in this world. You want to get the reward in the world to come where it's much greater. Then it says, We've been talking from a masculine, male point of view over here. What about the women? This is the most important line in all of Shas. Every woman should read this line of Shas. Every man should read this line of Shas. And this tells us over here, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about the women? The men have a mitzvah to learn. Women do not have a mitzvah to learn. They're allowed to learn, but they don't have a mitzvah to learn. If a woman can take a pill and all Hilchos Shabbos, so that's it. She doesn't have to go Chazi Hilchos Shabbos as long as she knows it. A man, even if he knows Hilchos Shabbos, has to Chazi Hilchos Shabbos, has to break his back understanding Shittas that are not Lahalacha. How come? So Hashem says, women are greater than men. Hashem promised them they have greater than men. Shenemar, Noshim Shananos, the women who are at ease, Komna, Shmana Koli, Banos Botchos, Hazeno Imrasi. You should listen over here, the women. You're going to have greater than the men. You listen over here. Amar Ruchia, Amar Ravli Ruchia, Noshim Vamai Zachin. So what is the discourse that the women have? So the Gemara says, Bakruye Bonayu Lebeknishta. The women allow, they're the Eza Kenegdo, they allow, they bring their children to the base medrash. Ubasnuya Gavraya Beirabanim, our wives are at home right now, they're taking care of children, grandchildren, they're doing all sorts of things in the house, they're not at the Daf Yomi. And they're getting more schar. I always say over this Ben Yehuda, they said over at the Siyam over here, that the Ben Yehuda says over here, that the women, so they get credit. If we fall asleep in the shiur, you don't understand the shiur, so you get a certain amount of credit. The women get the full hour credit. They get the full credit because they're giving their husbands up to go learn Torah, and they're picking up the slack. Today you have women that are working while the husbands are learning. You have the women that are breaking their backs all day, taking care of children, taking care of the house, taking care of all sorts of things, and often having a job.
And doing Daf Yomi.
And the women that do the Daf Yomi, but that's not the Iker. That's not the Iker. Again, call a kavod. Somebody wants to do this, I have nothing against it. There are opinions that are against it. There are opinions that are for it. Leave that to Machlokas and the Beis Medrash. I don't recommend that women do the Daf Yomi because they're dead if they want to. But there are other things that they can learn that are maybe more important for a woman to learn. For a woman to learn Me'ilah, there's no mitzvah. For a man to learn Me'ilah, there's a mitzvah to learn Me'ilah. It won't change your life. A woman to learn Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Bishul, Hilchos Nida, those are much more important. Those are practical. So for a man, he doesn't have an option. In any event, so the bottom line is over here that the fact that they allow the husbands to learn, if the choice is, okay, the man goes to the Daf Yomi, the woman goes to the Daf Yomi, the other one takes care of the children, the man goes to Minyan, the woman goes to Minyan, it's Hevel, Vesheket, to say that they should take turns. The man has the obligation. The woman doesn't have the obligation. So it has to be priorities. V'natrin l'gavrayu. And this is the savings of their husbands. They're doing so. It's the protection for their husbands. And they wait for their husbands. V'natrin l'gavrayu. They wait for the husbands to come home. Adosim v'rabbanu. So that is the great zuchus. And the women are promised more. And we all know, many times they said this over, the great women, the Mishul Noshim Sitzkanios, Nigalu Vasidin Ligar. It's the women that are going to bring about the ultimate Geula. Go a little bit more, just another minute or two. Kiavim Aftari Rabbanim, Yidei Ravami, Ravami Yilei Yidei Rechanina. When the rabbis left, they said to each other, Amali Hochi, they said one to each other, Olamcha Tira Bechayecha. You should be Zocha to live your life properly. And after your life, you should have Olam Haba. And you should have hope for future generations. You should have words of wisdom coming out from all over you, so to say. You should bring forth all sorts of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your eyelids, so to say, should be Lashon Yosher, Rashi says. You should learn Halacha properly. I should light up with Torah. Your face should shine from the learning of Torah. Your roots, all parts of your body should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, we're running late over here. The Shmar Diri Atik Yomim, we should all run. All parts of our body should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to get to the Yomim Beis. We'll stop over there. When the rabbis left Rav Chista's base manage, I'm late with Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni. They said to each other, when they would say goodbye to each other at the end of the Zman, I'm late Hachad. They would say the following. Alufeinu Misubalim V'Gomer. There's a famous pasuk in Tilim which we'll now darshan. Alufeinu Misubalim, the two ways to darshan. It's Rav Shmuel. Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, these two great pairs of Amoraim, either Rav Shmuel or Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, they would say as follows. We don't know who said which. Chadim Alefeinu B'Torah, it means our leaders over here in Torah, Umusubalim Mitzvos, and they're full, laden, satiated. Musubalim means they're carrying the Mitzvos.
Others say no. B'chadam alufenu b'torah mitzvos. The alufenu is those that are laden with torah mitzvos. U'mesubalim b'yisurim, and they're also suffering. So they take upon themselves yisurim shalhava. And those people ain peretz shalote siato kisiato shel David. They will have breaches in them. There shouldn't be breaches over here like the breach that David had. Shosi ben Achitofel, that David never had his chief advisor Achitofel went off the derech. Ben Yosei shalote siato kisiato shel Shaul. Shaul also was a great person, but he had Nebuch shosi ben Doeg Adomi who went off the derech. Doeg and Achitofel were the heads of Sanhedrin, and they died at a very young age, 33 and 34. Ben Tzvacha, there shouldn't be any outcry over here. Shalote siato kisiato shel Elisha. He also had a bad partner, Shasu Benu Gechaze. And finally, we conclude over here, Berchov Oseinu. What does that mean over here? Shaloye Lonu Ben O Talmud, Shemachtiach Tavshilo Berab, that we shouldn't have Talmidim over here that unfortunately go up the Derech and embarrass the Rabbe. I know we rushed through at the end over here, I didn't translate all the words, but you can see in Be'ez Hashem what the gist of the Gemara is. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow, we'll get through. Again, they started a little bit, they didn't get this far yesterday, but we'll catch up Be'ez Hashem over the week. Everybody should have a wonderful day. And we learned today, Lili Nishmas, Steve's mother in law, Frida Tzipora Bashwal Elio, and also Rachel Basgershon Chana Chana Chakoet. Have a great day.